wins another one.
Yes, it is! Rhys Terry brings up her 200 in style.
Full set.
Redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
For all your sports news, reviews, and interviews, you listen to the Sports Desk here on Sin.
Sports Desk on Sin 90.7 for your Friday morning with all of your action in sport. Of course, we're going to be previewing a huge weekend of sport. Of course, AFL Men's is back, kind of. I mean, it kind of was with the AFLX, but this is the proper stuff. This is a JLT series, so we're going to be previewing that. We're going to be previewing a big round in the AFLW where everything is on the line for some of the teams in the competition, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Winter Olympics. Not too much happening. A lot of stuff cooling down at the moment for the Australian Olympians. Thank you very much. And we've also got a little bit of cricket news as well with Australia winning the T20 Tri Series, so congratulations to them. And of course, currently playing in a warm-up game against South Africa. We will give you some of the live scores there as well, and a little bit of news from the A-League, the NBA, and some of our Oz-kicking community as well. So, Neve, it is a pleasure to be here. Of course, I'm Michael, and we've got a big show today.
Yeah, there's, as always, there's a lot of sport.
So much sport.
Just
going
plug
on.
It straight in my veins. I love sport.
Exactly. Just straight in, like some of the Russian athletes. No, we won't get it too much into that. There is a little bit of a story brewing over there. So a little bit of curling as well. So trying to curl the rules, which is not the best thing to do. But Russia, of course, looking quite clean up until this stage. So, yeah, probably not the most tasteful thing to start off with. I think we've lost all of our...
curly question.
I think so. I think we've lost most of our Russian listeners this morning, but... that's okay. Look, we're going to get straight into the AFL JLT squads because the squads of 30 have been announced. Of course, all the action is kicking off on Saturday. And there's a couple of big players coming in for their first games for their clubs officially. And a couple of intra-club games as well were quite well attended and also quite well played by a few players who have been under a little bit of speculation. So, yeah, there's some big names in.
Nave. Oh, like,
huge.
Jake Stringer, get excited. How pumped are you out of 10 to see the package dominate for Essendon?
Look, out of 10, probably off the scales. I am that excited to see.
Have you seen his new haircut?
Well, that's the thing. I think we must address the elephant in everyone's living room, and that is, of course, his hairstyle. Look, it kind of reminds me of Aaron Carter. Back in his heyday.
He looks like an onion.
He does look like an onion.
If you haven't seen it, you might have seen Jake Stringer recently had been sporting the top knot, which I thought like left in 2013 possibly, but he's got the top knot and he's actually bleached it blonde now. So if you just whack into Google, probably like Jake Stringer haircut, it'll probably come up, or Jake Stringer tattoo, and you can see his tattoo. And the man's in crisis. Like,
the man is in crisis.
Look, I understand.
He needs a big game in Wangaratta this weekend.
Yeah, true. Well, Wangaratta is the birthplace of big game players because that's where I was born.
Oh, there you go. You know, and none are bigger than yourself,
exactly.
Of course. You're known all the way around town. In fact, is your statue being erected at the moment?
Yeah, actually, people like to talk about Darcy Vesio being the best women's player from Wangaratta, but you'll actually find that it's me.
You know, best broadcaster / AFLW player. So I think you deserve the chockies on this occasion. I think you guys can share the space. Absolutely. I think the whole town is in awe of your brilliance. but they're going to have to be paying attention to Jakey Stringer's hairstyle this week. Look, I don't know if he's followed the lead of his good friend, Jason Johannesson.
But it's not even, like, JJ's one is cool and fun and like Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, it is.
Jake Stringer's one is just like this man, like, I've seen it before with when people have a relationship breakdown.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into, like, the tabloid stuff about Jakey, but,
no,
like,
let's not.
When people have a relationship breakdown, it tends to be that the women will go off and get a nice, if you're in, like, a heterosexual partnership, women go off and get a nice haircut, but the men just, like, they do whatever they want because they haven't got someone to check them.
That's right.
And,
get a tattoo and use your belly button as the mouth of that particular animal that's on your stomach.
Anything that incorporates the belly button is a big thumbs up for me. So,
I just don't know what else this player is going to pull this year.
I'm excited. Pull a hamstring like he often did when playing for the Bulldogs.
He could, and it could happen in Wangaratta on this Saturday. We don't know, but that's I think the beauty with Jakey Stringer. He is the package because he just keeps delivering. You know, all year round, not even on Christmas time, just all year round. And so I got to do a little shout out to Josh Green as one of our good players, Joshy Green. He put up a little Instagram poll and said yes or no. Simple question, photo of Jake Stringer, yes or no. And I think it would have had an overwhelming
yes
answer to that. Of course. It would have been an emphatic yes. But whether that would be sarcastic or not, well, we'll leave it up to you lovely listeners out there. So, yeah, Jakey Stringer, he'll be lining up against, he'll be lining up with Adam Sard and Devon Smith. Just incredible how Jakey Stringer and Devon Smith were going neck to neck in a crunch prelim final only 2 years ago. And now these guys are teammates and practically best friends, because that's what teammates are, you know. Satantaro helping, prime example of that. But anyway, you know, this is going to be exciting. But there's a lot of big players coming back in for Melbourne. You remember a guy called Jakey Lever? Does he ring a bell to you?
I don't know. I can't.
He kind of went missing, didn't he? In the grand final.
Last time I saw him, he was down at the tip.
Getting his lever pulled. Anyway, no. He poor Jakey Lever. Now, look, he of course didn't do too well in the Adelaide Grand Final. However, he will be playing in Tasmania this weekend to cool down the lever. He's of course coming up against North Melbourne. So, good luck to Jakey Lever. You know, I think this is one of Melbourne's best. I think this is one of Melbourne's best pickups in some time. You know, we often criticise Melbourne's recruiting because they've had some shocking players in the past, like Well, anyway, I could rattle it off all day. Maybe not as bad as Richmond's recruiting in the past, but still, there's been a lot of Melbourne players that have been high draft picks and not delivered. But Jakey Lever, they needed to get a player who was going to be a strong, already made backman, who is still relatively young. I think he's only 23.
Yeah,
24. Yeah, so he's still relatively young. I mean, that's almost prime. And yeah, he's going to be absolutely outstanding for the D's. Meanwhile, the Crows are going to be showing off their new addition, Bryce Gibbs. That'll be very exciting.
Yeah, well, they wanted him last time, and now they've got him. So
they've got him.
Good
exactly.
on them.
It's taken them a while.
I don't know. Like, I think it's pretty easy. Like, he's a good player. He played well at Carlton. He'll play well at Adelaide, presumably. Exciting for Adelaide supporters, I think. Take a bit of the pressure off Rory Sloan, which will be nice. I mean, not that Rory Sloan is playing in the JLT, but...
He's not.
When they go to regular season, I think it's going to be real good. Because it's like, oh, who are you going to tag? Mm. You know what I mean?
I'm quite surprised if a lot of the squads are quite experienced. Not a lot of youngsters. I think because the JLT series is...
It's only two games each per
team. So you're not going to get a huge amount of game time into your players besides some of the heated intra-club games, which have been enjoyable to watch on a lot of fronts. But I think the squads here are very, very heavy on their new recruits and obviously some old players who probably need to get some form into them before getting into the regular season. There are a couple of players for Adelaide that won't be playing. I think 19 of their premiership players will be playing, so that's a lot of
premiership players.
I think so.
Premiership players.
Maybe there you go. Thanks for picking me up on that. Premiership wannabes. How about that? Does that sound Grand final players? Yeah. Got a little bit excited there. Yeah. Maybe premiership runner-ups is a better way of describing it. Yeah, so a couple of their maybe premiership-to-be players, potentially.
Never know.
Just digging the hole a little bit deeper
here.
But for Port Adelaide, Tommy Rockcliffe won't be lining up. However, he's partnering crimes from different clubs. The new recruits, Stevie Motlop, Lindsay Thomas, believe it or not, Trent McKenzie, the big, is it left-footer? I think he's a big left-footer. And
cannon, isn't he?
He's the cannon, absolutely. He's got a whopping great kick. If it's online, he will be a danger man. But Jack Watts also selected to play for the Power.
Inaugural AFLX captain, Jack Watts.
I know.
What an outstanding
honour. I know.
Amazing stuff.
Will he get the captaincy?
Maybe.
Port Adelaide, maybe.
Sorry, Travis. Jack Watts did such a good job.
He's coming after you. He's looking very comfortable in the new grey Guernsey for Port Adelaide. So he'll be very good. And talking about Port Adelaide feel-good stories. Robbie Gray, coming back from a real big health scare, I think, in his life, getting over some testicular cancer over the preseason. Really nice little AFL story written about him. Feature video, kind of showing his inside life of his newborn child and his life at home, and showing that there is a lot more to footy than just going out there and just having your mates as well. There's a lot at stake off the field as well, and his personal life has certainly taken the front seat now over his football. But it is great to see Robbie back. Such a live wire, such a great player. So he will hopefully be playing this weekend as well. And Brendan Archie, remember him?
Bless you.
Yep, thank you. Brendan Archie, West Coast, now a new Eagle. He will be playing as well on the weekend. So there's a couple of newbies coming in, but a lot of oldies as well. So the way the fixture's looking, Neve, is we've got North Melbourne up against Melbourne in Hobart. That one's going to be an interesting game. But some notable absentees, probably Mason Wood, Brandon Pruce, Taylor Garner, Neville Jetta, Jack Viney and Dom Tyson. So a bit of experience there missing out on that first game, but you would assume that they will come in as the JLT tournament goes on. What other matches are we looking forward to, Neve?
We've got Essendon and Richmond in Wangaratta, as we previously had a chat about. Michael Hurley not playing. Ooh. I think he's suffered a small injury in the intra-club.
He did.
So it's probably worth resting him.
I think so.
Orazio Fantasia, unfortunately, not in.
Fantasia.
Presumably because this game is on Fox Footy and not on Channel 7.
Yeah, BT.
Cale Hooker not playing, so that'll be interesting because I'm not sure if he'll play forward or back this year, so we're not sure. Aaron Francis is taking a break because he's feeling homesick, which is fair enough. And David Myers. And for Richmond, Dion Prestia, obviously, premiership winner Daniel Rioli.
The human meatball.
Yes, dear. Yeah, the human meatball. Daniel Rioli and then Nathan Broad serving part of his suspension,
yes.
I believe, which I think JLT doesn't really count as a proper suspension when you did something illegal. I don't know. But that's some food for thought.
Very.
And then afterwards, we've got on Sunday, AFL team Adelaide Crows versus Fremantle Dockers at Strathalbyn Oval.
Strathalbyn, beautiful suburb.
In Strathalbyn, God's country, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Taylor Walker won't be playing, neither will Brody Smith, Brad Crouch or Riley Knight, of some notable Adelaide players.
Taylor Walker.
And for Fremantle, Sean Darcy, I believe they call him The Fridge.
The Fridge.
Harley Bunnell, because he's been banished. Ethan Hughes, Joel Hamling, Western Bulldogs premiership player. Stephen Hill will not be playing either. And then the last game of the week. No? Yes, the last game of the weekend. I was like, I forgot that not all the teams play. I was like, where are these other games?
It's like, where's the doggies?
Yeah, exactly. At Leaderville Oval in Perth is West Coast and Port. Nick Nat won't be playing. I think they're trying to get him back for the last JLT game is the plan. Josh Kennedy won't be playing. Willie Rioli won't be playing.
The look of him.
Yes, I'm really bummed that he's not playing. I'm very excited to see him. And then Eric McKenzie. And for Port Adelaide, Tom Rockliffe, as we said before, Sam Gray, Chad Wingard, Jared Pollock, who I believe is injured as well, possibly, and Matthew Broadbent.
So, yeah, a bit of experience in that Port Adelaide side also missing out. But will be a very intriguing JLT series. I think all of it's on Foxtel, isn't it? So, Fox Footy. So, fortunately, I may have to get to a pub to watch some of this stuff, guys, or Grandma's house. But, look, it's all there. It's all very exciting. Better yet, if you're a rural listener, go and see some of these games live, particularly if you want to visit the hometown of Neve and Darcy Vesio, which is a very, very good idea. I highly recommend it. Nice little race course there as well, I must say. We've had a couple of venues there. Beautiful place. Great mashed potato that they do as well. So I gotta do a little shout out to and the bakery. Oh, Wangaratta Bakery, get down to that as well.
I think
it might be the Beechworth Bakery is a bit of a chain, so you kind of want to support the local stuff. Unless of course you're in Beechworth, definitely go Beechworth Bakery. But no, you gotta trust the stuff. But get down and see Drakey Stringer's hairstyle. I think they'll probably be making a couple of comical kind of, you know, tarts that are that kind of colour as well.
True.
And,
yeah, they're making
probably
one
will.
In honour of
they may be a couple of onion pies, you know. Oh, you can only imagine.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
And that one was Let's Hug Longer by Heaps Good Friends, a band from Adelaide. I believe.
I can tell. Because if it was a Melbourne band, it'd be heaps of good friends. But because it's Adelaide, they've kind of shortened it down and not used as much grammar in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good one. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. But, thank you very much. Sorry. And we've lost our Adelaide listeners. There you go.
No. I was going to do a good segue, and you interrupted me.
Sorry.
I was going to make, they're from Adelaide. You know who else is from Adelaide? Aaron Phillips.
Aaron Phillips.
You know who tore it up on the AFLW last weekend? Aaron Phillips.
Can I just also segue from that to something else?
No.
Can I tell you someone who tore it? Okay. All right. Well, can I tell you someone who tore it up in a recent podcast?
Who?
Yourself, Niamh.
Oh, Michael.
You did excellently. Now, for those of you who don't listen, what is the podcast called for all of those out there who want to have a little listen, a little bit more about, because it's specially for the AFLW. It's like a specialist podcast for the AFLW.
It's called Credit to the Girls. You can find it on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. It's done by Lucy Watkin and Sarah Black, both SYN members. And Sarah, unfortunately, has been really ill.
Oh,
she has two viruses.
Two?
And so
one's
I got
enough.
Upgraded from the rookie list to come in and guest host, and it was very exciting. So if you want to listen to me more, if you can't get enough of
can't
my
enough
dulcet tones, you can go onto iTunes and Facebook and Twitter, Credit to the Girls, have a listen on my hot takes for round 3 and 4
of the
AFLW.
And, of course, if you didn't get to listen to that today, we've got Niamh in from Credit to the Girls. So, Niamh, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
And pleasure for you to be here. Of course, you're an expert in AFLW, all things AFLW. And I'm going to get you to kick it off on Friday, February the 23rd. Western Bulldogs are up against Carlton at VU Witten Oval. Niamh, take us through this game. This is going to be an absolute beauty.
Okay, well... Both teams have lost their captains, right? So Bree Davies out with an ACL. Katie Brennan's out for the Bulldogs.
Just recently.
With an ankle injury. They're both missing tall forward targets in Isabel Huntington, out with an ACL for the Bulldogs. And then Taylor Harris out with suspension for Carlton because she punched Leah Kassler in the back of the head. Not a legal move in boxing even, which is Taylor's other sport.
Incredible.
Just brings it into AFLW.
She clearly thought she was boxing, you know.
Bringing the game into disrepute.
Gee whiz.
But, you know, she's a good bloke, so we only gave her 1 week.
Bloke.
So
she's a good
thank you. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a cracker game. And on top of it, there's like both teams have something to prove because they came off losses last week. And on top of that, it is the AFLW's inaugural Pride game.
Of course. This has been well documented through the week as well, of course.
Yeah, very exciting. They've got special jumpers.
The jumpers look amazing as well.
It's going to be a festival of rainbow colours. I'm trying to, like, paint
rainbow,
a picture here.
Yeah. All the different colours of the rainbow.
There's always, like, good stalls and stuff happening at AFLW, but I think tonight will be particularly good. Gates open at 5:30. First bounce at 7:05.
7:05.
Get down. Have a snack.
fairy bread.
Yeah, true.
Some fairy bread.
Hopefully.
Maybe some rainbow gingerbread.
There is a free idea for anyone going down.
There you go.
Just flog a bit of
fairy
bread.
Bring some
fairy
bread. I'll tell you what, fairy bread. I was actually at a bistro the other night, and that fairy bread was $3.50 on the menu, on the kids' menu.
$3.50?
$3.50 for fairy bread.
That's daylight robbery right
there.
Come
on. I was getting free toast last night at this Angler's place. They did like a free complimentary toast to all the people down in Hurstbridge. Beautiful place. Love the complimentary toast. So if you want to make an easy buck on the side tonight at the Pride game, bring some fairy bread along.
Yeah.
Bring some fairy bread along.
Yeah.
You will not be disappointed.
$3.50.
Highway robbery. Anyway, I'll tell you also who's coming off a good performance. The VU Witten Oval, of course. Any of the VU students will tell you that the VU Witten Oval was in great form through the Welcome Day celebrations. So the VU Witten Oval, great form coming into this game as well.
Oh,
so
that's good to
shout
know.
Out to the Oval and the curators.
Thank
so
you
who's going to be winning this one tonight, Niamh?
Because
this is going to
look
close.
As we've always heard, I tip against the Bulldogs generally because
you do.
I'm extremely superstitious.
You are.
And I will
very
wear...
superstitious.
Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm, that's
and I hate if I tip them and then they lose. But I think, objectively,
Niamh.
As an objective pundit and football brain genius, I'm going to tip Bulldogs because...
Was that a self-given title or is that is or
well,
did Lucy crown you with that on
no,
the show?
No, I think it was mostly self-directed.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice.
You know, you've got to believe in yourself.
You've
got to believe in yourself, Michael. So, I'm going to say the Western Bulldogs by 2 goals because I think our midfield is going to be too strong for Carlton. I do not see anybody taking on Carney and Blackburn.
No.
Not that Carlton's midfield isn't good, but Carney and Blackburn are too good, and I believe that we will win. Also, I think our defence is looking really strong.
Oh, your defence is looking great.
Tiana Ernst and Libby Birch stalking the back line is looking really good. So that's my tip.
And a very, very lovely lady known as Rennie, 23-year-old elite basketball background, will be coming in off the rookie
background.
List as well. 185 centimetres tall, if you don't mind, so she towers over me. She can play. She's very versatile. Can either play key defender or forward, so she could be crucial with some of those rebounds as well. So she is going to look very, very good, I reckon, in the red, white, blue and rainbow tonight. She'll look excellent.
Nice one. Very good.
Look, I'm going to tip the Doggies at home in front of a big welcome day crowd. They're probably still celebrating as we speak, so they're still going to be there, I reckon. Look, that you're absolutely spot on. I mean, without Carlton's inspirational midfield skipper, who really drives that midfield for Carlton, there really aren't many other names there that I can say can carry that ball into the forward line either. So completely agree with your analysis there, Niamh. I think the Doggies are going to be winning this one quite comfortably, actually. Reckon two goals? I reckon maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, jeez. Mm. Here we go. You heard it here first.
I reckon once they get a kick on, they're going to keep going. So I reckon that fairy bread's going to, at halftime, it's going to drive them, I reckon. Now, we're going to move on to Saturday, February the 24th, where the Brisbane Lions, or the Lionesses, doing extremely, extremely well at the moment. They have dropped one game so far, which was a little bit of a surprise to everyone. But how about the Fremantle Dockers getting over the line in the very last minutes, seconds of the game against Melbourne?
It was pretty tight, but they 6 goals... no behinds to, I believe it was 3 goals, 7 behinds.
Oh, so, Melbourne been very inaccurate.
Yeah, Freo only had 2 marks inside 50. Melbourne had much, much more than 2. But Freo dominated in clearances, dominated in goal kicking, which is the main thing.
That's
Do you know if you
thing.
Score more goals, generally speaking, you will win the game?
I did not know
more
that.
More points you get, more likely you are to win. So
there you go.
There's a bit of
there you have it.
Top
you heard
analysis.
That. You heard that first on the sports desk.
Exclusive.
That should be a strategy that should start being used a lot more often.
Yeah.
If you kick more goals, you may win more games. Who knows?
Jot that one down,
Melbourne. So Brisbane Lionesses, they're playing extremely well. They've actually opted for one change, with young gun Sophie Conway having a bit of a spell, admitted for Gabby Collingwood, which really should be traded to Collingwood next season. I've said it all season because of her name. I think that just suggests it. But anyway, it's going to be very confusing when they commentate a Brisbane Collingwood game. But besides that, Sophie Conway, rising star nominee, do you know why she's missing this week? Is she overwhelmed by the lovely comments of her great game last weekend? She just needs a bit of a spell, or is she under a bit of a cloud?
I wish I could tell you.
Or is this a bit of a strategy by the Brisbane Lionesses?
Yeah. Maybe. I am not.
I like, you would think a player who gets a rising star nominee the week before wouldn't get rested the week after.
Yeah, I think.
Don't know.
Yeah, it could be an injury thing.
Maybe they just want to be a little bit cautious with her. She is an absolute star, but they've maybe got to give her a little bit more time to really develop.
Yeah, true.
Also, was it Emily Maguire?
Yes.
Maguire for Fremantle Dockers, she was very close to a rising star nominee as well. Because
they have two in the
world. Oh, they have two. There you go.
Come on, Michael.
There you go. Come on. Also, this is highway robbery as well, buddy. At $3.50 fairy bread, and now you've got, you know, Emily Maguire not getting... No, she was absolutely outstanding. She actually got my 2 votes last week.
Deserved it.
She was absolutely outstanding. That snap, taking the game away from Melbourne in the dying moments. Now, Brisbane Fremantle, this is going to be a great game. Who's going to be winning this one, Niamh? Who's going to take the chockies?
I think Freo will be good, but they were very lucky last week.
They were.
With Melbourne's inaccuracy, and I think Brisbane are too strong, so I'm going to tip Brisbane.
I completely agree with that as well. And, of course, Brisbane are on top of the AFLW ladder as well, with quite a handy percentage as well, the highest in the comp. So win-loss women is their form, so they're red hot at the moment. And I just expect them to keep rising, even though they're top of the ladder. Who knows? Now, Melbourne Collingwood at TIO Stadium. Wow!
Yeah,
this
Alice
isn't in
Springs.
Melbourne.
Yeah, it's in Alice
What's
Springs.
Going on?
How about it?
And they're both Victorian clubs. How about that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, right? Like, okay, if it was an Adelaide club, I'd be like, all right, you know, like,
well,
Adelaide's
Melbourne has
close
their
to...
sponsorship deal
they
with
do.
The Northern Territory
they
Tourism
do. They
Board.
Do. And tourism is very, very important as well, of course. The Melbourne players love their fly fishing, so they go up there. They love it.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go. And maybe Melbourne have been doing some fly fishing before going up there as well. I hope they have been. But this is going to be a really good battle. It's going to be warm up in Alice Springs. Of course, Alice Springs is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world as well. Of course, the flying doctor service originated from there. God's country, absolutely correct. Beautiful place and a lovely little national park there as well. Just a little shout out to Alice Springs. There you go. Little bit of a tourism plug myself there. But this is going to be a decent game. Niamh, what is your take on this one?
I think that Melbourne are going to steamroll Collingwood. So. Collingwood have not been going particularly well. Nothing, I said on Credit to the Girls, they're not gelling at all. Nothing is really coming together for them. Whereas Melbourne, very strong. They're going to be angry after losing last week. They spent the whole week in Perth instead of travelling all the way back to Melbourne and then going up to Alice Springs. They've stayed in Perth for the week, so they've, you know, they've probably bonded done a bit of extra footy skills, done a bit of extra...
Fly fishing.
They're relaxed. Like, I think they'll have it together. They'll be annoyed and gelled because
absolutely.
Collingwood haven't been gelling. And that is my reason for tipping Melbourne by a considerable margin.
And I think they're also going to be annoyed because there are a lot of flies up in Alice Springs as well. So they will be furious, in fact, you know. So if there's like little slaps in the air to no one in particular, people watching, you will know what that means. So just keep an eye out for that. But, Alisa Mifsud. Now, I hope I said that correctly. Alisa Mifsud. She's been brought back into the sea. Alisa, there you go. Alisa, there you go. Whereas at Collingwood, Sarah Darcy. So a Darcy for a Darcy. So we've got a Sarah Darcy going out for a Sarah Dargan, which I can't believe that. But yeah, that's what it says here. So of course Sarah Darcy coming back from that 2-match suspension as well, which I reckon might have been warranted an extra week. But it'll be good to see her back, and hopefully she doesn't do that act again. We don't like to see that in
doesn't
our
kick anybody
wonderful
again.
Game. Absolutely, kick the ball if you're struggling for possessions. You don't get a possession for kicking someone. I've just looked up the rules.
Oh yes,
you don't,
awesome.
Unfortunately.
Okay,
so,
that's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. Toby Green didn't get an extra disposal that night.
Not
sorry for bringing
that
up.
No, that's a cursed word in
curse
my
curse word. Ugh. Now, on Sunday, we are going to be heading to Blacktown, which is a wonderful place, going from Alice
God's country.
To another God's country as well. Absolutely it is. Now, the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Now, you absolutely are all over the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
I like the women's team.
You like them. You
I
like
don't
the
like the
team.
Men's team.
You don't like the men's team. But you're all over the Greater Western Sydney. They're bonding well.
They
are.
They've got Alan
well.
McConnell as their coach. He is allegedly an inspirational leader. Every time I see
leader
him interviewed, he seems extremely happy and excited. He interviewed during the week, and he was saying that coaching the women's is like coaching when he was an interim coach at Fitzroy in the 90s.
Wow.
And that they've got to come after work. Like, he's impressed with like how much work ethic they have.
Wow.
And he likes doing the match committee meetings at 11 p.m. with pizza.
With
so
11 p.m. Okay.
And he gets pizza for him.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he had a big dinner with all of the players at his house and everything like that.
Oh,
so
a slumber party. Oh, what a nice guy.
So
that sounds
Alan
so awesome.
McConnell, leaps and bounds, all that. And also they drafted and recruited really well.
Really
I thought
well
generous.
This
they
season.
Got Tanya Hetherington, Alicia Eva in, a lot of other, like Cora Staunton from Ireland as well, who's done a really good job, like these old heads.
Yeah, she's
composed
quite
under pressure. Yeah, although she's new to the game.
New to the game. She's finding her way.
Yeah, she's pretty good at keeping it all together. Also, because they don't celebrate goals in Gaelic football, she doesn't celebrate, which is really funny. If you watch, I implore you to watch the GWS game this weekend so you can watch when Cora Staunton kicks a goal and then everyone tries to get around her and she runs in the opposite direction. It is so funny to me. But I think
she runs straight for the pub. No.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good one. And so I think Adelaide is going to be a force to be reckoned with. But at the same time, like Bulldogs did have it for most of the game, and then all of a sudden Aaron Phillips lit up. So if you can, I feel like if you can quell Aaron, then you'll be able to, like, kind of keep a lid on Adelaide. But also, Courtney Cramie is back this week, which is a bit scary.
That is a bit scary. She hasn't played a game this season. She missed the first three rounds. Yeah. And, of course, All-Australian defender as well, which must be added, and was strong in that grand final, that premiership-winning Adelaide side.
Oh, yes. That's the premiership-winning Adelaide side.
There we go. There it is. They were waiting for me to say that. But, no, she will be huge this week coming back in. And I think Adelaide are going to be very, very hard to beat. But you know what? GWS, with that, you know, 11 p.m. pizza, I reckon they're going to be they're going to put a bit of a scare into the Adelaide camp this week.
Yeah,
I
agree. On credit to the girls again. I've time to keep my tips consistent. I did tip GWS because Lucy tipped Adelaide, so I wanted to like keep things fresh. So I tipped GWS. So I'll stick with that. I did say GWS by 5 points.
Uh-huh.
Got conviction just because it's at home.
Wow.
I think they get pretty good crowds. And I reckon they can do it. This will be a fun coming of age for them.
I reckon it will. And you know what? If GWS win, they could possibly keep Adelaide out of the hunt to get into the grand final.
Yeah, exactly.
If they win this, I reckon it's almost all curtains for Adelaide because GWS is sitting on one win, but As we know, because the competition is so tight at the moment, with a lot of teams not getting past the undefeated stage, it could be very interesting to see what the ladder looks like at the end of this round.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. I think whoever loses will not make the grand final.
That is a very correct statement.
Be 1-3 instead of 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine. So there's a lot to play for. Although having only 7 rounds is a bit annoying, it makes every round really exciting.
It does.
Because it's like the, what is it, like a, trying to think, a third of the men's?
Pretty much
like a third of the men. So it's three times as exciting.
Three times as exciting.
The games are worth three times as much.
That's right. There's more
There's
on
three
the
times
line.
The amount of suspensions for some reason. But like, it is very, very
and
exciting.
ACLs,
but, yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah,
but, yeah, yeah
five
you know,
times.
Exactly,
ACLs.
Fun
so,
times.
Yeah, it's but it's gonna be it's gonna
this
be
this is gonna be
a
cracker a
good
of a
time.
Round. That's right. And when we're sitting here next Friday, Niamh, who knows what that ladder is gonna look like?
Exactly.
Who
That's
knows
the
what
There's
the big
of,
headline is gonna be?
A lot of shifting about.
A lot of shifting in the sands, that is for sure. We just wanted to let you guys know that Sin have finally got their act together and we have a text line.
We used to have a text line and then
we
stopped
used to have a text
it.
Line.
So if you want to text in, tell us how we're going. Maybe tell Michael to keep it down.
Keep it down. Oh, come on. Or
you
turn
can text,
it up a little bit.
Turn it up. So you can text in 044-751-9170. That is 044-751-9170.
And we've already gotten a text from someone from Wangaratta saying, amazing show, Sports Desk, all in capital letters. And then a little comment, Jakey Stringer, love heart, onion emoji. So well done to
that's incredible that you can,
from Wangaratta.
That's incredible that you knew it's an onion emoji, given that emojis don't show up.
They don't show up on the screen, do they?
No.
I just suspected it's an unknown little box emoji, and I thought, oh, yeah, if it's from Wangaratta, it'd be an onion, I reckon. Anyway, lovely getting the love from Neve's hometown. That's brilliant. So love the support from the Wangaratta. What's short for Wangaratta? The Wangers?
Yeah, there's a particular name for the sports for the footy team.
Yeah.
It's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, so we may not mention it here. Let's get straight to the cricket because the Aussies have taken the T20 Tri-Series title, and quite controversially, Niamh, aren't actually the leaders of the T20 rankings, should I say? I think Pakistan still lead it, which is just outrageous. Just outrageous.
I am outraged.
I'm outraged right now.
I mean, we put so much time and effort into it. We actually do put a lot of time and effort into T20. So
this is the most important tournament besides the Ashes. Don't worry about the one-day internationals. Like, it's Ashes T20 cricket. Like, they're the two big cricket sports in the arena. You know, forget the IPL. T20 internationals. This is where you make your name.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah. We're not the best, apparently, which is, that's okay.
We haven't been the best.
If we secure and are playing then that's all that matters.
That is correct. That is correct. But we played very, very well in the final against New Zealand, in New Zealand, in Auckland. It was a rain-interrupted game, but we just missed out on the number one ranking. Now, on Wednesday night, the Black Caps made 151. The tourists, of course, the Aussies, ended up winning under the Duckworth-Lewis method after the second downpour at Eden Park. Ended in the decider with only 5.1 overs remaining. The victory was set up by, of course, the leader in Australia's spin brigade, of course, Ashton Agar, the superstar, the babyface superstar. He took 3 for 27. But it was the biggest news out of this game was the master blaster, the injury to Chris Lynn, which we don't want to see. He took a big dive in the field trying to catch a ball near mid-wicket, and he landed quite awkwardly, breaking, I think, or dislocating his shoulder, his right shoulder. So we don't like to see that, but Australia at that, in their run chase were cruising at none for 55 off the six over. Darcy Short was brilliant, 50 off 30 balls, so he's been playing excellently well. Continued his form from the BBL into the international 2020 league. So Australia, congratulations to them. Had some good contributors all over the board, with Glenn Maxwell and Aaron Finch finishing the game off with 18 and 20 not out respectively. And you've got to love when two Victorians win the game off their own bats and celebrate emphatically. Well done to the Australians.
Yeah, exactly. Great news. We've actually had a text come in on our text line, 0447519170.
That's our text line.
We've got a fabulous show, but don't talk about the cricket. How's that? And One Day Cricket is Dead, Long Live T20,
thank you.
From our own Josh Martin.
Joshy Martin.
In the staff.
Shout out to Josh Martin.
Does anybody know? This is a weird question. I didn't know Josh was into cricket.
Neither did I.
I wasn't.
And
I
clearly
don't...
he's not, because he doesn't want us to talk about
no,
it.
No, no, that they were two
that,
separate.
No, two separate. Oh, well, thank
you. And
thank
I you. Couldn't. Ooh. I don't know if anyone can text in if you know which T20 franchise is Josh's favourite.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Someone who likes Josh or knows of Josh or knows Josh very, very well, or maybe someone who's in
somebody who doesn't even
listening.
Know Josh at all.
Maybe
probably...
someone who just has a gut feeling about particular Josh's in cricket. Potentially Josh Hazlewood, if he's listening. He may know his favourite type of cricketing code. Who knows? We don't know, that's for sure. But over in South Africa, of course, things are really heating up in the warm-up match. So it's not just lukewarm. It's fiery at the moment. Of
Scorching,
course, the
yeah.
South Africa A's were bowled out for 220 with Paddy Cummins taking 4 for 32.
What was that?
Cummins. That's how you pronounce it. Paddy Cummins. Cummins.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway,
that,
that's
how... I
don't
know if you're trying to do like a South African accent.
Cummins. Oh, no, that was... No, that'd be like Paddy Cummins. Paddy Cummins, anyway.
Oh, my God, for a second, if you close your eyes, it's almost as if I'm talking to Kevin Peterson.
Oh, that's beautiful. Or collect their footy covers. Anyway,
please.
Yeah. I'll stop that now. They were bowled out for 220, and even Joshy Hazlewood, the other good Josh, taking 3 for 40 off 12 overs as well. And Mitchell Marsh, 2 for 50 as well, so... credit to him as well. It was quite a quick pitch, a lot of grass on the surface. Australia then in reply were 3 for 87 at stumps, but good news for Australia, Cameron Bancroft hanging in there, 24 off 72 deliveries, so don't know what his strike rate is, guys, but probably not too great. You can text that one through as well, so 24 off 72 deliveries. Steve Smith's strike rate, a lot easier to work out. He made a very, very nice, but a very, very frantic 23 off 24 deliveries, so played very, very well. There, the skipper. Of course, the first test will be kicking off from Durban on March the 1st, and that will be, of course, the first test match of the... Is it four test match series over there in South Africa?
I think it might be four.
But South Africa have some of their own woes themselves. AB de Villiers and Quinton de Kock, both coming off injuries. Faf du Plessis, broken finger, may be struggling to get back. And Dale Steyn looks like he will be missing the first two tests of the series. As the text said, we will stop talking about cricket now. Neve, we're almost out of time, I think.
Yeah, Schools on Air's coming back.
They're coming back. They're back. And they are
ready to forward talk to about school.
Talk about school, you know. School's going off right now, I reckon.
School sports. Swimming carnival season,
absolutely.
So maybe we can get a lowdown.
NAB Auskick coming back pretty soon as well, which is very,
I think
very
they're
exciting.
A bit old for us.
They might be playing some AFLX, you know. With
AFLX fever really took over the
team.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Particularly here at Sin, it was just crazy. So
We couldn't get enough.
But that is all we've got time for today. Niamh, thank you so much, as always, for joining me on this wonderful Friday morning. Of course, the Sports Desk will be back on Mondays with Ben and Liam. I will be only on Fridays from now on, guys. Unfortunately, my uni roster has been stiffed.
What a shame.
They've absolutely stiffed me. But I will be here on Fridays, so you can listen to us there. And, of course, you can catch... Niamh, will you be on the podcast again?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. That's okay.
Hopefully Sarah's better. I'll only be on there if Sarah's
You'll be in your green vest. They may sub you in.
Yeah, true. Super sub.
You are the super sub. You are Gian Syracuse of the AFLW podcast.
Thank you so much.
But on that wonderful note, Niamh, it has been an absolute pleasure. Listen to schools on air. I was about to say sports on air, but they will be talking a little bit of swim carnival as well. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a great weekend, everyone, and watch all of the JLT and AFLW matches, of course. See you next week.